Radio Prague News.
As well as signing an arms reduction treaty with Russia, U.S. President Barack Obama is likely to also hold bilateral talks with European leaders on a planned visit to Prague next week. The Czech Air Force and Army are gearing up for the upcoming visit of the U.S. and Russian presidents to Prague, and no supporting evidence for corruption suspicions over the Defense Ministry's Pandora contract has been found, the Czech police president said on Wednesday. As well as signing a new arms reduction treaty with his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, U.S. President Barack Obama is likely also to hold bilateral talks with European leaders on a planned visit to Prague next week, the Czech news agency reported. The American and Russian presidents are expected to sign a new version of a treaty reducing their nuclear arsenals in the city on Thursday. U.S. State Department official Philip Crowley said he expected that both Mr. Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would also hold a series of bilateral discussions with European and Central European officials in Prague, adding that a list of who would take part was currently being drawn up. In related news, the Czech Army and Air Force are preparing for the upcoming visit to Prague by the U.S. and Russian presidents. The Czech Air Force will be escorting the presidential planes to Prague Airport. During the summit, which is set to take place at Prague Castle, Gripen fighters, police and army helicopters will be securing the airspace. A spokeswoman for the Czech Army said on Wednesday that the number of soldiers who will be on duty in the Czech capital during Mr. Obama's visit will depend on the security demands of the summit's organizers. Police President Oldřich Martinů said on Wednesday that investigations of possible corruption into the Pandora public tender awarded by the Czech Ministry of Defense so far have not produced any evidence supporting the corruption allegations. A special team of investigators has evaluated all available documents and information, and a total of 7 witnesses have been questioned. Although the investigation has not confirmed corruption allegations so far, it will continue. In February, the Czech daily Mladá fronta Dnes suggested that members of the Ministry of Defense, which in 2008 had signed a 14.4 billion crown contract with the Austrian company Steyr to buy armored personnel carriers, had earmarked 2-3% of the tender as kickbacks for the two strongest political parties. The mass production of methamphetamine in illegal laboratories remains the biggest single problem faced by the Czech police when it comes to drug crime. The head of the police's anti-drug force, Jakub Friedrich, told reporters on Tuesday that the situation was partly caused by the availability of over-the-counter medicines containing pseudoephedrine, which is used to make methamphetamine. Mr. Friedrich said the Czech Republic continued to be Europe's biggest producer of the drug. He added that the difficulty of securing convictions was a bigger issue than the actual number of illegal labs. And now for a brief look at the weather. The next few days should see sunny spells with some rain and temperatures of up to 13 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of today's news.